Well, may I ask you, what did you think of the results of Brexit?
I find it utterly infuriating. I really do. The most frustrating thing about it all is that young people didn't even vote. But I mean, everybody thought it was a joke. So people didn't take it seriously as something that would really realistically happen.
You're how old now?
21.
21. So you were well. I mean, it was a special referendum that anybody 16 years old and up could vote, right? So you definitely were eligible to vote.
Uh-huh.
But most young people didn't vote, 17-year-olds, 16-year-olds didn't vote.
I mean, that's what I heard. And the funny thing was, there was there was a really big festival that weekend, so I guess that took a lot of young people. But it's not going to take that many. But yeah,
I was busy. I didn't want to decide the future of my country. I was busy. I had a concert to go to.
I mean, with regards to the actual general election, people voted. Young people voted particularly. But with Brexit, I guess maybe young people thought it was a bit of a joke.
Or they thought that, oh, come on, we're going to stay.
Yeah,
that happens
a
lot.
Yeah, that's exactly it. The people thought, no, there's no way that we're going to leave the EU. I guess people are so complacent about it that it's
I don't know. I wasn't there, but usually you can tell when something. You should never be complacent about any election, whether it's local, whether it's in English terms, council elections, anything. You should never be complacent. But generally, you can tell when something's going to be a landslide. And then Brexit happened, although that was certainly not a landslide.
No, it wasn't at all.
In any case, so you're pretty angry with it now, right?
I mean, I guess I've made my peace with it, but then it's still not really. I don't know what is really happening. I don't think anybody really knows, and up until the point where things, an actual difference is made to people's general lives. Nobody really knows what's going on.
Well, it hasn't really happened yet.
It hasn't happened yet at all. But I can't even imagine a state where it's happening. There's going to have to be so many renegotiations of contracts, and it's going to end up costing the UK so much money. And
yeah, we're not talking just about government-to-government relations between the EU and Britain. Like you just said, it's going to have to be new contracts between all sorts of companies.
Uh-huh. I mean, most people say that actually it's unlikely that you get this. I mean, having a UK completely disconnected from Europe is basically impossible. And so what's it going to end up? People say this is a forecast I get. Uh-huh. I guess it's that you have to have a contract Norway or Switzerland.
Not that I know them well, but I know what you mean.
I don't know about Norway, but Switzerland is part of the EEA instead of the EU, which is European Economic Area.